The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We've got the Morning Skate in Calgary, the other part of Alberta. The San Jose Sharks face off against the Calgary Flames for the final time this season. We've had very good games between these two teams so far, Drew, and I'm expecting another one since Calgary is down to their basically last game.
They got to win out. They've got three games left there. This is game 80 for them, 80, 81, and 82. They got to win out and hope for a little bit of a help. And they got to, and the way that the Calgary Flames play, I draw comparisons between the Sharks and the Flames as far as the way they play, as far as their effort. You can't knock the effort of the Calgary Flames this year. They've been absolutely terrific. Their last game against Minnesota was a big one for them. It keeps them in the hunt. And with the Sharks, the way that they're playing, Danny, I don't know about you, and you talk to as many people as I do as we start to roll the lines here for the Sharks on the Morning Skate, that everybody that were the teams that we were playing against, they all come away saying the same thing, or the teams you're playing next, they say, boy, you guys really work. Your teams, they are appreciating the effort from the Sharks, but they're also appreciating where we are right now as far as where the next step's going to be. And everybody, I was talking to Al Coates, a longtime executive in the NHL for the Flames.
Great guy.
Great person. Known Al, and you've known Al for years as well. He said, you guys are on the right track. Talked to Leon Draisaitl the other day. He said, boy, he said, those kids, they can play. I said, yeah. And I said, it reminds me of when you and Connor first came. And he goes, yeah, there's some light, right? And I went, yeah. So it's been fun. It's been this trip, even though they need some wins, let's get some wins, but it's been fun.
I'm looking at the ice right now, and I see Thomas Bortolo out there. Yeah. He was recalled yesterday from the San Jose Barracuda. And by the look of it, he's going to be in, which tells me that maybe Wennberg is going to be out. Something's bothering him. Yeah. So here's an interesting scenario. Thomas Bortolo is kind of the forgotten man amongst the young players in the Sharks organization. Gets the recall near the end of the season. Obviously, I think he's played very well for the Barracuda this year. Maybe you can give us a closer scouting report.
He's been more defiant this year. He's ticked off. He's mad he's not here, which is exactly what you want him to be. He is a guy that, obviously, he's not very big, but Thomas can skate, and he's got good hands around the net. But what he's done this year, Danny, watching him play, he plays more inside. He gets to pucks more. He'll take a hit to make a play. He's been better with the puck in the neutral zone. He takes care of it. But the biggest thing is his attitude. He's more, as I said, he's ticked off he's not here full time. He wants to be here, and he's playing with that bitterness, whatever it is we want to tell. I don't want to swear. So he's just got a little bit of mean in his game, which he needed.
Well, it's looking like he's going to be on a line with Zach Ostapchuk and Carl Grundstrom, which tells me that maybe Cam Lund sits it out tonight, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. It's going to be the one thing with when you look at the way Cam's played, I like the way that Cam's played. He's very smart with the puck, but I think there is that decision to make. Thomas is going to play for sure. You don't call a guy up and sit him. So it'll be interesting to see. But it looks like, I think, I thought I was with you. I thought Alex maybe was someone was bothering him, but he looks like he's lined up with William Eklund again and Tyler Toffoli.
Well, so that would mean that there's a decision to be made, yep. Obviously. Maybe it's either or. I would suspect we're going to see Bortolo, though.
Yeah, I think we will, too, without a doubt. Like I say, you don't bring a guy up and then sit him. Yeah, you want to see what he's got. And I think there has been, I agree with you, his play with the Cuda has been very good this year. And I like how he is starting to adjust his attitude as a player.
What about the fact that the Cuda finally clinched a playoff spot, although they did lose yesterday in their fan appreciation game, 4-0, I think it was?
Yeah.
Unfortunate. But the fact that they're in is such a big deal for the organization. Now they're going to get playoff games. Quentin Musty has arrived on the scene, and so he's going to get some Calder Cup playoff games. And Colin Graf is with that team now. He's going to get some playoff games.
Giles,
you might see Patrick Giles, Walker Duehr. These
Chuck can go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And anybody else?
Was going to be Shakir was going to be there for sure. But you got Askey back. Yeah,
right.
They gave up two goals early again. They've been doing that. That thing's got to get fixed. But this is very important for the team. They're going to play Calgary the last two games of the year here in Calgary. That will probably determine the maybe fourth, fifth, or sixth spot.
Hope they get four.
I do too. We want that home ice advantage if you can, because they've been very good at TechCU Arena. If they if they're able to, it looks like you're either playing Ontario or Coachella. That's going to be where it works out. Where you're going to play them will be the big question. But it's either going to be, I think, Coachella or Ontario Reign, who they played last two games.
And that's a best of three series.
Right off the bat.
In both of those cases, though, it's not 1-1-1-1-1, is it? It's two games in one building and then one in the other.
Yeah, there's like a 350-mile radius. You have to go 1-1-1-1.
So Bakersfield would be 1-1-1-1-1.
Exactly. But it's going to be all three in the one building, no matter if it's Coachella or Ontario.
Oh, so it's all three down there.
Yeah.
If they, or it would be all three in San Jose.
Yeah.
So it's not 2-1.
No, it's all three.
Oh, that's an interesting wrinkle. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Certainly is the, wants to get you going to the next, should influence your behavior and your play.
Well, it kind of reminded me of the old, the roller hockey rules, that if you lost the game, you didn't get paid?
Exactly, yeah. Wouldn't that be an interesting league if that was the way it went?
There wouldn't be any injuries, I tell you that.
That's for sure. Guys would be playing hurt.
Meantime, nobody is certainly without injuries at this point of the year, but we see a couple of guys working out, getting a little bit closer. Vinny Desharnais looks like he's getting a little closer. How do you think Jan Ruta did in his first game back after missing 28 games? I thought he was good.
I thought he played some physical times. I thought that he was good, really good in front of the net. Pretty darn good with the puck in his own zone. I thought he played very well.
Bummer that Mario Ferraro is out for the season, and he's kind of hobbling around these days after taking the shot. We don't know what the injury is yet, but they'll find out by the end of the year.
But isn't he still here? He's with the team. He didn't want to go home. He wanted to be with the guys. His goal was to play every game this year. Unfortunately, he wasn't going to do it. He was going to be on Team Canada for the World Championships for sure, the way he played. Talking to people around the league, they really love Mario and the way he played.
I didn't even think of that. That's true.
Yeah, he would have definitely been playing. And so that's disappointing for him. But what a warrior, that guy. He has been my guy this year for, as far as inspirational leader for the team. He has been able to take the captaincy duties. Logan has been away all year, and we've played six games the last 2 years. He's been really been great that way, and he's become so mature in his approach to the game and his play on the ice.
You know what? I attribute that to him pushing himself out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily within his comfort zone to be that one guy leading. I think he likes to be that support player. He always has been. He was Cale Makar's D partner. He was Brent Burns' D partner. He was Eric Carlson's D partner. That's kind of a role that he's been used to. But this is a different scenario for him, and I think he's grown a lot as a player and as a person.
100%. 100%. And he's going to be a dad soon. He told me that, and I was like, wow, that's fantastic. He'll be an unreal father. See, what Mario brings and what we've seen from this team, we've seen it from Will, we've seen it from Macklin, we have seen it from Tyler Toffoli, we've seen it from a lot of the guys that have come into this team this year. They bring that energy. That was a beautiful power play goal. They're practicing the power play right now.
Save it for the game tonight.
Exactly. But they bring that energy, and it's a positive energy that the team needs.
So now let's talk about this game. Got about a minute to go on the show. I think that, Ryan Huska and several members of the Flames have been saying they want to play fast. That's what they're trying to do. And if they do that and they check, they'll be good. How do you disrupt that?
Well, make sure that you check. You've got to check. When you work with the Sharks, the way that they have played on this road trip, if you check, as soon as you lose the puck, you've got to get on them. You got to get above the puck. You got to get numbers ahead of them, above between them and your net. As soon as you lose, you got to get on them. That's how you slow them down.
And so that's how the Sharks will try to do it tonight as they face off against the Calgary Flames. We're here at the Scotiabank Saddledome, and Scott Hannon and I will be on the air at 4:30 Pacific time with all of the exciting action. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.